We are going to move on to some of the principles and kind of fundamental rules of capture, correlative rights, and conservation with Professor James Coleman. Professor Coleman is a professor at Southern Methodist University's Dedman School of Law and a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He received his undergraduate degree in biology and his law degree from Harvard University. After law school, he practiced energy and appellate law at Sidley Austin in Washington, D.C. Before moving to SMU, he taught at the University of Calgary's Law School and Business School. He also served the provincial government as part of the Alberta Royalty Review Expert Panel, which modernized management of Alberta's oil and gas resources. Before Calgary, he served on the faculty at Harvard Law School as a lecturer on law. Professor Coleman's scholarship explores how global energy companies respond to competing pressures from investors and regulators in multiple jurisdictions. Professor Coleman currently teaches oil and gas law, energy, and energy transport and trade. Please welcome Professor Coleman.
Thanks so much. It's wonderful to be here. So I'll be talking about the rule of capture, as well as some of the principles of conservation. You can, by the way, if you're interested in seeing any of this in the future, obviously not only will you have the slides, but if you go to YouTube at Energy Law Prof, I have a number of videos basically covering the oil and gas content. You'll note it, you know, we have for the oil and gas textbook that I wrote with one of your speakers this afternoon, Monica Ehrman, as well as one of your speakers tomorrow, Christopher Kulander. So today we're just going to be talking about the rule of capture, which determines who owns the oil under the ground. We'll be talking about the correlative rights that that constrain that rule of capture. And then we'll be talking about some of the principles of conservation law that over time have grown up to further constrain the rule of capture. So first, the rule of capture. The basic rule of capture is that if you're pumping oil from a well on your track, there's no liability for draining oil and gas from under your neighbor's property. So if you've seen There Will Be Blood, you know, I drink your milkshake. That is the rule of capture. It doesn't matter if that oil ultimately came from under your neighbor's land, as long as the well is on your land. And by your land, we mean your land all the way to the center of the earth. So you can have that well anywhere directly underneath your property. It may be pulling oil that came from a shared reservoir that you shared with your neighbor, but that's just fine under the rule of capture. Now, the main justification for that is it avoids legal disputes about where the oil came from. It's still an uncertain and difficult business figuring out where oil originally came from that ends up at your wellhead on your land. And so we just use the rule of capture and say, well, if it came from a well that was producing oil from on your land, we don't care if that oil ultimately came from somewhere else. And so the rule of capture is from the same origin as, you know, the rule of capture that applied to a fox that wandered across your land. And in fact, you know, it sort of has its origins in a time when we really were very uncertain about where oil came from under the earth. Now, it's important to understand this does not authorize trespass. So it's not like the, you know, all the rules go by the board below the earth. If you drill below the earth and then over into your neighbor's land, that's called a slant well, and you will be liable for trespass with all the terrible remedies that come along with trespass. So you still have to have the well bottomed on your property, but if it's bottomed on your property, it doesn't matter where the oil originally was. Another limit on the rule of capture is the correlative rights doctrine, which says that you have to use that rule of capture to non-negligently, non-wastefully produce oil. And we'll talk about what that means and how that can be actually kind of hard to define, which is why we now have modern conservation rules that define how to produce in an orderly manner oil and gas from a reservoir. So sometimes there's confusion about this. Just note, you can't do a slant well. So you can't do what you're seeing there on the left. You can't drill over into your neighbor's property beyond that dotted line to produce oil and gas from a shared reservoir. That would be a slant well. You would be liable for trespass.